This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did the cattle market trade today?
Very, very disappointing today, Leslie. As we thought yesterday was bad enough that we had downside in our grain markets, we could not see a rally take place in our cattle. We did manage to get off the lows and close mixed, but today we was negative throughout the session, closed negative. The only good thing is we closed off the lows of the day. Now, choice box beef at midday, 84 cents higher, selects up $1.58, a movement of 55 loads, saw a kill today, estimate 113,000 head. Nothing moving in those feed yards as of yet. On the close today, December cattle down 57 cents, February down 47, Jan feeders down $1.52, March feeders down $1.60, and Feb lean hogs 75 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com, then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's bringing upside to the grain market again?
Very good question, Leslie, because there was no news out here that was really price bullish. I think more than anything, we saw a session where technical buying and rolling of positions, rolling out of those December contracts into March and July, helped pull the market to the upside. It was not a big volume day. Export sales were not all that great, as we saw soybeans of a marketing year low. Wheat was disappointing, but the corn did have its third largest export sales of the marketing year. Egypt bought wheat from France. The U.S. did not have any in the mix. And when you get past that, it was very quiet other than the upside of the market that saw December KC wheat 16 cents higher, March KC up 17, December Chicago up 9.5 cents, East corn 10 cents higher, March corn up 10.25, January beans 15.75 higher, March up 16 cents, and March cotton 24 lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.